Hi, my name is Jacob Dean, and I'm a student at Twin Falls Middle School. Today I will be speaking about how I've seen God in my life. My verse is Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. I was born in Washington, and when I was little, I had no known health issues. Only a small dairy allergy, but that was it. When I was in second grade, there was something wrong with my stomach, and the pain was unbearable. I won't go into details, but think of the flu on steroids. My doctor could not figure out what was wrong with me, so they decided to send me to Children's Hospital. When I got there, the doctors had me do a CT scan, and they figured it was a small stomach bug, but that was not the case. I was there for 2 weeks without an answer, after test after test, and so much pain all the time, even on IV pain medications, I got familiar of the frowny face pain scale. My grandma came from Iowa to visit me, along with other friends and family we know. The days drug on like one and another. Test after test, their stomach pain never leaving. I didn't think I would ever go home. But on my 16th day in the hospital, I decided to pray. I mean, I have been going to church basically my entire life, but I really never prayed. That day, I prayed while my family in my room was sleeping. I told God I really wanted to know what was wrong and to be able to go home. We never really did get a final diagnosis, but the next day, Dr. Burpee, yes, I know I was having a stomach problem, and my doctor's last name was Burpee. He said I was well enough to go home and finish recovering there. In shock, my parents and I, as we had been asking for days now, much longer this might last, that's when I realized God had really entered my life. I learned that God has never left me and been by my side, and this verse is really important to me because I know that God is not just a genie in a bottle. He wants to have a relationship with me and everybody else in this room here today. I am ready for the next chapter in my life. This is my God's story. Thank you.